a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 2nd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us, and we are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I like to read this when we start, because I have something I've read for the past 40 years. Once in a blue moon, the doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will instruct his patients in the care of the human frame, with diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease. Thomas Edison said that a few years ago.
I like it.
Yeah, pretty sound advice, I think.
Sounds like something I'd say.
I'll say pretty sound advice from Thomas Edison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, yeah. I have something on here on one of my notes that you had posted. It sounded like something you would have said, some wise words.
Wow, hold on. Yeah. This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, this is the ancient,
Clint said something wise.
Ancient wisdom from Clint Powell from East Ridge.
Okay, let's hear it.
I bet it's called almond milk because no one can say nut juice with a straight face.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
You.
That is
profound.
It is. Yeah, it's going to go in my. I'm doing a book on philosophy. The philosophy of East Ridge. That's going to be one of the top 10 pillars. I don't know. We're working on it.
Well, I don't think you're going to sell but 10 copies to your daddy.
No, my dad ain't buying nothing from my dad. He grew up with my air quote wisdom.
Oh.
He just called it smart aleck, and he didn't really have to pay for it.
And so. Gave you a whooping.
Absolutely. Probably not as many as I deserve.
I love the stories of your dad, and he's a cool. Cool dude, tough dude. You know, stories are so deeply moving for people. The good ones, the sour ones, the in-between ones. We learn a lot from words in a book, but I love the value of good stories.
You know, speaking of things I've posted, there was one I posted a couple of days ago, and it basically said, you know, when you're young and you're listening to the stories of your parents, but more importantly, your grandparents or great-grandparents, they become mundane, a little white noise, and you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're sharing me of how you grew up. That's great. Then as the older you get and after they're gone, you regret not writing them down or recording them because you realize what they were doing was leaving you stuff that I'm glad you heard them, but you can't almost hear them again, if that makes sense. For instance, my mom and I talked about this. I miss hearing my grandfather's voice. There's nothing now. We don't have the technology back then. There's no things out there that we have his voice recorded. And, you know, this is a health and wellness show. I think one of the healthiest things we can do is be connected to the things that came before us. And that helps us. That helps us with stress. That helps us with perspective. And when you're connected to those things, I think it's good for our souls.
There's no doubt it's good for the psyche and soul. And, you know, I've read many times about the American Indian, and they refused to write down their family stories. But what they did, they were very aggressive about continually passing it on in family meetings and gatherings and all of their communities. So it was ingrained into their brains.
Yeah.
Unlike us, which we kind of got it through a little short period of time when we had these special people in our lives. And because of such a closeness and networking of the American Indian tribes, it did not need to be written down. Of course, now everything has changed.
Yeah.
And I do, I haven't the past year or two, but I'm going to get back into more journaling. I'm a very big proponent that journaling is our own counselor. It is the way to have a much better way to express issues, maybe open up different avenues that we need to pursue, because most times in my life, I have run from things that are uncomfortable and fearful. Journaling is one way that you can face the ghost, because these invisible ghosts will chase us till our last breath if we don't face them.
Well, I talk about this with Eric Buchanan on one of my podcasts, Of By and For the People, and we do a deep dive into the Constitution once a week. And sometimes when I go back and I hear Eric, or I start researching for a podcast we're going to do, reading about history reminds us of so many things. First of all, sometimes we feel we're very spoiled, especially here in America. So we feel like our problems are, we're the only ones that ever had our problems. Mm-hmm. We're so distracted. Well, people have always been distracted compared to the society they're in. There's pictures of people standing on the streets of New York 100 years ago reading the newspapers, just like we're looking down at our phones. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. where we're living at, the time and place we're living in history, it's all kind of relative. But when you read back through history, it reminds you people have struggled before. People have been sick mm-hmm. before. There's been pandemics before. There's been wars before. There's been controversy before. There's been angst. And sometimes it's, I'm not saying it's good that there's that, but it's a good reminder of, oh, okay, this is not new. There's some solace to be taken in, you know, what one man can do, so another man can do. We will get past this. So anyway, that's my response on that.
And I'm fearful that we don't have many people who are reading those history lessons any longer. I do read the Stoic, probably 3 out of 4 of the Sundays that we're on the radio. Stoics were the more ancient people from the Roman days who did live through every one of those things you just said.
Right.
And they were more of an attitude of, we can't change what comes on our plate, but we can change how we respond to that. And how do we do that is very valuable for our future. You know, I'm getting double hip replacement. I have a choice to make a story about that of dread and fear, or I have a choice to create the story that I have been kind of in a prison and someone's going to bring a key to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be able to take that key. I'm going to put my hand through the bars and I'm going to turn the lock and I'm going to walk out.
Yeah.
And do you realize the way I write that story is going to be totally based on how I will feel going into that and coming out of it partially too.
Well, okay. Then I'll let you go on to the health stuff, because this is not what the radio show is about, but
no, it's just mental health.
Well, so Ed's going to have his perspective on going through hip surgery, right? And you'll tell your story. I may tell mine. Barbara will tell hers mm-hmm. and insert whatever the topic is here, how to handle family crisis, how to handle no money, how to handle politics, whatever it is. People bring their stories and filters and perspectives. And what happens is your story may not resonate with me. Mm-hmm. Her story may, but someone's will. Mm-hmm. And the reason I love the different stories and how they navigate this thing called life is it's just like energy and vibes. I will find a story that will then resonate with me and help me navigate the world, because that perspective is more in line with my alignment, my story. Does that make sense? Or my,
totally.
My path?
And here's the thing. Stories are not someone preaching or giving advice.
No.
They are helping themselves, one, by telling a story, but then potentially connecting with us energetically if we are in a ripe place to be ready for that story. Mm-hmm. And that story will go deep within us. As you know, I remember going to Italy once and heard the fact that the massive, gorgeous stained glass and all of the old buildings were there really because a lot of people couldn't read. And those stained glass told a story in these churches.
Oh, yeah.
Big stories. And they could actually, no matter if you couldn't read one word, you could get the emphasis of what they were trying to get across from stained glass. And it
Look at hieroglyphics or the drawings on cave yes. walls a lot of times. It's communication outside. They're telling stories just in different ways. Why would they put them down? Because other people, they knew mm-hmm. that the future needed to know how they were handling the current, because it's eventually going to be the past.
There you go. That's Looky very well there. Said.
Ooh. Took me 8 minutes to say something worth a daggum. So,
hey, you know, and a lesson of my life has been walking with a cane. I have felt a lot of compassion from people, not sympathy always, mm-hmm. just people who just gave me some kindness and some good comment, like, can I give you a hand up when I get to a curb? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'm very slow moving these days. And Ed Jones Superman 2 years ago was distraught by that. I wasn't as bad then, but I didn't use a cane, but I was not going to use a cane. I'm not getting broken. I'm not old, and I'm going to beat this. Well, the thing is, the parts wore out. They just are worn out, and I'm okay with being slow with a cane these days.
But don't you think sometimes the air quote beating this is learning how to, I'm not saying accept it and live in it, but learning how to have the positive attitude as you're dealing with it, that to me is beating it too. Sometimes mm-hmm. beating it is I'm 100% healthy again. Listen, I've got stuff wrong with me that it's never going to be like it was. And I think sometimes beating it is me accepting, I only have to accept what I can mm-hmm. accept and fight back how I can fight back. That's winning.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes.
I'm a huge believer in the word surrender. Surrender does not mean quitting. It means coming to peace with what we have on our plate at this moment,
yeah,
as you still work for improvement.
Yeah.
And in my field of 44 years of listening to people's health stories to a level that most physicians do not listen because they can't, because they only have 8 to 10 minutes. We can give people 50 minutes if you want to pay $50, but many people, even just on the floor, we talk 15, 20 minutes.
I've watched you.
Yeah, you've watched me.
Yeah,
and the amount of stories that I've heard of the connection between inner conflict and disease, trauma and rheumatoid arthritis, blank, 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 that have connections as far as life.
But here's one thing you've done, and again, you can go back to your index cards. One thing that you've done, I think intentionally, and one of the things I've done through podcasting, is you created the Holistic Navigator, and now you've created Nutrition W podcast with your staff and guest as a library. So it's a way to archive some of these stories that talk about problems that people with arthritis, they have some of the commonalities. But how do we navigate that? Now you're creating your own archive on how to help people navigate these things that they may not be able to come in the store and talk for 20 minutes.
That's exactly right. And you know, podcasting is the ancient, is not, couldn't be done ancient days, but they can be today. And that is how we pass stories along.
That's storytelling.
Along.
Absolutely.
So
I just got through doing Crimecast with David Roddy, yes, a new podcast. You know what? The second part, that's all he did was tell stories.
Uh-huh.
And that engages you with people.
Tell your other podcast platforms.
Yes. DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Conversations about business and politics and entertainment and culture. DayFirePodcast.com. Those are Adventures in the Great Outdoors with Dawson Wheeler. Crimecast with David Roddy, former Chattanooga police chief. And we cold cases, hot cases, active cases, policing in the community. A lot of fun stuff coming up on that one. And then Of By and For the People, deep dives into the Constitution. And then we add some narrative and headlines in that with Matthew Durham and Eric Buchanan.
Beautiful.
Thank you,
beautiful.
Sir.
Yeah, I've known David Roddy for a lot of years. He and his wife shopped at Nutrition World. Extremely fit man, number one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tough as nails, brave as could be. And, you know, I was a police officer for not a long time, but long enough to be not a rookie and to get some good stories within me. And I must say, due to the Nashville incident, the video camera of the police officer, who I believe was not SWAT.
I think there was two of them, yeah.
There was just a normal patrol officer.
I don't know.
Obviously very well thought and brave, and was experienced in at least this protocol of if something happens, what do we do? He took such leadership into that school, and it takes a hero to do that. Those guys are heroes with a capital H, because they all put their life on the line for not that much money, and they did not consider their death. They were there to protect the innocent.
Did you? And there was two video cameras, videos released. One from two different officers, mm-hmm, and both of them, I thought, and I've talked about this with some of my police friends. You see their training. It was natural. Both of them.
Natural.
Both of them were like, when to move in, mm-hmm, clear mm-hmm. this room, pushing each other. They were very clear on their instructions. They were mm-hmm. running towards the danger. I mean, you mm-hmm. heard just horrible things happening in the distance. And it was immediately go, 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 go. Like, we've got to get between them and the innocent. And I was like, man, out of a tragedy that would take the politics out of it, that moment, those men and women that went in that building, to me, I would want them to come after me anytime.
Absolutely. And help me. And I had cold chills.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. 100%. 100%.
I wanted to see if I could be that kind of hero with my badge on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was small heroes in small ways. But, you know, those don't come usually in even a lifetime of most police officers. And you don't want them to.
Right.
But you want to be prepared in case, just as I am, hopefully, in the airplane if we lose an engine. I practice constantly emergency procedures.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting anyone down. Most pilots don't practice it after they leave and get their license. That's the last time they practiced it. And so what happens when the engine goes out is they cannot perform because they don't regularly practice. That police officer, all those officers practiced regularly.
I will say this, and then I'll hand it to you to wrap up the first segment or talk about whatever you want to talk about. We expect that, at least I do, from a good parent. Or a child protecting their parents, right? Elderly parents. Mm-hmm. If you break into my house, come after my kids, I'm 100% willing to put myself between you and them, and God have mercy on your soul, because I will mm-hmm. not. When you see people doing it, at that moment, they are not thinking about, well, I make a lot of money. I make no money. How much am I making this week? They're not mm-hmm. thinking about paychecks. when you see someone willing to take that type of ultimate risk on, they don't know the people in there. Mm-hmm. They don't know their names. They don't know them at all. That's a different kind of breed.
And I think there's most of us have heroes within us, and I think we doubt ourselves, and we don't know until we're pushed to the limit. Mm-hmm. Can we bring this out? But I'm also fearful that I'm not so sure that people that maybe they've disconnected so far that maybe they can't bring that hero out. But we almost all have that to save the innocent somewhere. But this society is not approving of these people in certain ways.
There are so many videos of people, bystanders, watching people get beat and not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's sickening. I challenge people right now. You want to feel good? Go down the YouTube video or rabbit hole of watching. Go watch videos of strangers being kind and helping people. Mm-hmm, watch how your brain feels after that. You will feel like there are just as many videos out there of people that don't know anybody stepping in and being the advocate of somebody, whether it's physically or somebody needs a hug. They are all over the place. If you want to find the good, you can find the good.
The good is still very common. It will always be. We have a spirit within us.
I think it's way
goodness.
More than the negative. Negative gets more clicks.
I just think that sometimes the fear of societal pressure makes people freeze. They still have that hero, but because we're so scared to turn right, turn left,
go back, get in trouble?
And what do people think? And blank, blank, blank. Well, guess what? It is time to break, break. When we come back, we'll be talking about something very near and dear to my heart, which is actually interesting, very interesting, is how are x-rays and MRIs as far as accuracy, and are the physicians reading them and interpreting them properly? And I think 50% of the time, it is not being done correctly. More to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. What an interesting first segment we had, Clint. That was really not super focused on health, but indirectly it was.
Mental health.
That's
societal
right.
Health.
Psychic, spiritual,
yeah.
Mental, which has everything to do with health. Well, today at this segment, we're going to talk about something a little bit, a lot different, and that is the hero of my past few months, mm-hmm. which is a PT, physical therapist, Brian Harder. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brian.
Thank you, Ed. I think you're a little too kind. You're an inspiration to me.
Well, I am trying to get you a date.
Yes.
So,
wow.
But
That's a different podcast.
I've tried endlessly to get Clint one either, so I'm not doing very well on this dating scene.
You're a terrible matchmaker, though.
I know. It's awful.
Terrible.
But we're going to talk about today something that's kind of, I will say, near and dear. Not that it's something that I really enjoy, but my hips have always been an issue for 3+ years. I've done every single thing. Then Summit Physical Therapy came into Nutrition World probably about 9 months or a year ago. Met the gentleman there, and I seem to forget his name, Brian. Who's the head honcho?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. And we decided that I needed some physical therapy mm-hmm. because the imaging that I had previously gotten did not look very definitive. And so I went to Brian, and he did a wonderful job, made me so much more flexible, far more strength. I had lost so much muscle because I wasn't moving right. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk today about kind of the maybe a different way to think about your injuries. And I know you've already mentioned to Brian, hey, my shoulder, this does this and does that.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody seems to go down the same pattern, which is I need to go get an X-ray or MRI. And really and truly, I'm just throwing this out. Brian knows more than I. Probably 35 to 40% of those diagnostic tools are not very accurate. And we're getting told either we're not having a problem or we're being told we have one that we don't have a problem. And going to a PT, physical therapist, first could be so much more informative because he can feel, he can look, he can test to a level that no machine can do. So
is that what you recommend? People come to the PT first?
And people don't know they can do that.
Yeah.
Well, for one, there's direct access in all 50 states, for one. And Tennessee's is pretty generous. So you can just schedule an appointment with me or any physical therapist without having a physician referral, with the exception of certain insurances.
I had no idea.
Yeah, nobody does. That's why I'm here.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yes. It's crazy because this guy has more. There's only one level of healthcare physicians that have more experience than him, and it may be not all of them, but most orthopedics probably, oh, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
no one else in the field
does. Too.
No, you have gone to so many years of schooling that I have been amazed when I heard that.
Yeah.
Because the public doesn't realize what you have paid the price to be the expert that you are.
Yeah, 7 years for a doctor of physical therapy. I went to an additional 8th year to get an orthopedic clinical specialty.
Man. And someone with hands-on, I mean, I don't care if it's in your field or all my fields, hands-on always beats machine-on to me. Mm-hmm. But tell people, like, okay, like Clint, you just said, mm-hmm. what did you say about your shoulder?
Oh, I hyperextended it or something. It snapped when I was throwing a jab in boxing, and it's just never been the same. It's been weak immediately. So my range of motion is just terrible. The pain is just terrible. I can't scratch the back of my head half the time.
So what would you do? What would you do if he comes?
Cut it off right about here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just right around the shoulder.
Sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
A Civil War bite on the bullet.
No, I mean there's a whole examination and evaluation flow that mm-hmm. I would go through with you, and you absolutely should come to the clinic this week and let me look at it. I mean there's like literal diagnostic criteria for appropriateness for imaging. I actually brought some literature here for you, Ed, but the American College of Radiologists, ACR appropriateness for imaging guidelines. I got this in your email.
People don't know about this, and the reason I like the concept of going before the imaging, and Ed, you had some issues with imaging that didn't show what the real deal was, is because sometimes having you real life tangible, putting your hands on me, testing my strength, my range of motion, if you do go get imaging and you know that it looks odd, you're like, okay, that doesn't make any sense, right? I can show it to you and you go, okay, there's something wrong with that. Sometimes what happened with Ed a little bit, you get the imaging and you go, okay, it must be, nothing's wrong with me physically or as far as the bone or
yes.
And now all of a sudden he goes down this journey. If you do it the other way, which I like, I've actually had you, the expert, say, this is his strength, this is his flexibility, this is the limitations. Now you have something to compare to an image.
Yeah,
exactly. And know if it's right or wrong.
Yeah, an image is a snapshot. It's not an indicator of performance, and it's not even an indicator of pain. You can have something on imaging and not have pain. I have I brought you another study of 3,000 asymptomatic lumbar MRIs. Asymptomatic, with disc bulges, with degeneration. Let me read this one sentence to you. Disc degeneration in asymptomatic individuals of 20-year-olds, 37% asymptomatic. But disc degeneration identified on imaging. 80-year-olds, 96% disc degeneration, asymptomatic, no pain.
Okay. There you go. That means there's normal abnormalities.
Exactly.
Normal abnormalities. Marianna works for me. You know her, Clint. Mm-hmm. She's quite up in the years. She hobbles. She has x-rays that show she is eat up with arthritis. Guess what? She has zero pain. Yeah, she's stiff.
Really?
She has no pain. You think she does. She doesn't. So why would she need to get anything other than good PT or good something else? She would not need these massive joint replacements because she has no pain.
Right.
Well, it's a step worse than that. I've had evaluations where they've done a total knee replacement on a patient of mine, and they didn't have any pain beforehand.
Really?
They were coached into getting surgery
coached
without having a problem.
That's a nice word, coached.
And now they're dealing with a pain.
Yeah, and now they have pain, and now they need rehab because you've just chopped off the ends of their bones.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, this is right down my alley, talking about some of the chaos and some of the brokenness in the system of healthcare, and those are being kind words, too, because coaching could be, people who sell things coach you into buying them. I went to CarMax. Did they coax me into buying the car that I thought I liked? Of course they did. That's their job. But in healthcare, it shouldn't quite be that way to me. It just doesn't seem right, because you're taking people who know nothing and they feel very vulnerable. They feel like a victim almost. And these guys and girls with white coats on who went to school as many years as you did, Brian, are saying, oh, this doesn't look good. We better do something pretty quick. That's not ethical to me.
Can I use you as an example and ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, so did you see his original x-rays of his hips? Did you get to see those?
I don't think I showed you.
No.
Okay. I was wondering if you saw something in the x-rays that they didn't see the first time.
Yeah.
Because the second x-rays you got.
No, it was the third.
Third x-rays.
The third, yeah.
All of a sudden showed this just potpourri of crap that was out there.
Yeah, and I'm not going to try to paint myself as some like imaging diagnostic expert, because that's certainly not my role. And there's two separate problems here. There's the sometimes there's inaccurate identification on imaging, but I think the bigger problem is one of the predictors of getting a surgery is getting imaging. Right. Yeah. So you're more likely to get surgery, appropriate or not, particularly if you haven't seen a PT first or some rehabilitation professional. But I've had two evaluations just in these 2 weeks. First person had a motor vehicle accident 3 years ago. Not once was recommended PT.
Mm-hmm.
Not once. So he's been going through this system, getting injections, getting pills, getting all these recommendations and runarounds, and just suffering needlessly for 3 years. And I was able to help him some on the first day.
Wow.
You know, my whole life has been built on one strong concept, and that is I feel that the body has such a massive self-healing capacity on its own, but we have to help it. And we help it with right foods, nutrition, PT, whatever that body is crying out for. And the traditional medical field does not believe this. They believe we are pieces of machines that they can fix with certain pills and or procedures. And it's just simply not true. And when you do that, you often, when you screw with Mother Nature, you generally come out on the losing end. Mm-hmm. And I know I've been at your place, Brian, 42 times. Yeah. And you have amazing how you strengthened me in so many ways. And actually, what a gift that was, because that will prepare me for faster recuperation. Mm-hmm. Because if I had gone into the surgery with such atrophied muscles, I would have had a much harder time. And now they're far more flexible and strong. Most people don't do, I guess, what'd you call it?
Prehab. Yeah.
I like that.
To be fair, you are a very unique case. And most plans of care are nowhere close to 40 visits.
No. That's
so
true.
People know.
And I'm also kind of odd and unique and kind of neurotic. So when I do something, I go way overboard, which is what I did. But also, I kept seeing improvement. So why would I not keep doing it? Yet I couldn't get the pain to go down. I only got my ability to move to go and get better.
If somebody doesn't have the pain, and maybe it's just limited motion or tightness, mm-hmm. are those good reasons to come say, hey, I'm super tight in my back, there's no pain associated with it now, or my knees, range of motion in my ankles, I'm just giving examples, are those good indicators, let's come look and put hands on you and see?
Yeah, so some of the best predictors of post-operative success is preoperative strength and preoperative range of motion. Those are very strong predictors of outcomes following a surgery. Mm. So you can only be helped by getting a rehab professional to help you prior to a surgery.
Hey, let me tell you, I know a lot. I will have to say, I'm not patting myself on the back too much. I've been 44 years of self-care, helping many, many other people. I did not have a clue how to help myself in this area. Mm-hmm. And I will also say, and it sounds like he's paying me for this ad, is not. I have nothing at all reason other than truth to say this. But I have big ears, and I watch and I listen, and the amount of people who came over there literally within between sometimes one session, but generally probably 2 to 10, it was a life changer. They didn't need these heavy duty sessions like me, because we're still trying to figure out things for me. I don't know. But most people, it is much quicker, right?
Yeah. Typically, your average plan of care is going to be 12 to 16 visits.
Okay.
And of note, the cost of an MRI is about 12 visits of PT.
Oh.
Right? So you could be better for the cost of getting a fancy picture.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, those pictures are, one, they can pick up normal abnormalities, or I saw a great YouTube video. He wasn't a PT, but he looked at some very seemingly credible studies of the false negatives and false positives on MRIs. And that means that you could say, oh, you're fine, and you're not be, or they can say, you're not fine, but yet you are fine. Now, just imagine that one. Oh, no, you're not fine, Clint. You have this thing that's going on. And in fact, you really were fine, but you're going to get surgery. And guess what? Nobody's going to probably tell you after the surgery that you didn't need it.
Well, No. They're not going to do that. That's not the carrot and the stick thing. They're not motivated to say you didn't need that.
No. Yeah. So again, it goes back to self-responsibility to maintain your optimal health. And that again is, you don't believe the labels at the grocery store. You don't believe everything that the health gurus say. You don't believe everything your doctor says. And you may not believe everything the PT says. The thing about the PT, what side effect does it have? You know, getting in your car and you're going to an hour visit.
Yeah,
the
soreness.
Worst thing that can happen is it didn't work.
Right.
And so, again, somebody, well, let's say, I think most people probably would have an injury, wouldn't they? More than they would wear and tear, would that be the kind that would come to you, even though both can?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot of chronic type of conditions is what shows up at my door mostly.
Okay.
Usually what will happen with an acute injury is they're going to go to the ER, they're going to get the imaging, and they're going to do all this, and they're going to say, wait 6 weeks, and if it's better, you're fine. Mm-hmm. So it's just this wait and see approach instead mm-hmm. of a proactive, like, let's get you better approach.
I've got a naive question. Mm-hmm. Inflammation.
Okay.
So because a lot of my issues come from just being inflamed, joints. Will PT help me once I fix a problem? Does that help the inflammation go away? Or is that too weird of a question?
Well, I got to butt in there. I'm sorry, Brian, but you know, part of that is lifestyle.
Right.
If you're drinking a lot of alcohol and you're not sleeping and you're not doing omega-3s, you're going to be more inflamed if you eat a lot of carbohydrates. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And when we're talking about inflammation, we have to make a distinction between local inflammation and systemic inflammation. Mm-hmm. So systemic inflammation, to be honest with you, Ed is going to be able to tell you more than me, right? I think he's probably the expert there. So if you're having a local inflammation, that is a pretty good indicator that there's some local tissue injury that needs to be addressed.
Gotcha.
And so we want a certain amount of local inflammation to deal with the problem. It's an indicator of
like
healing.
A hip. Yeah. Or a shoulder, something that you can say, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Not just something, I have a problem everywhere.
Yeah, but even with that local inflammation, you don't want it for a prolonged period of time.
Right.
So you still need to be pursuing interventions to deal with the problem.
Yeah. Inflammation causes damage long term. Now, the other thing that I'm all kind of fired up about, and I'm seasoning with where I am as far as my whole 3 years and 4 months of this pain. I really believe life difficulties are our best teachers, and I'm looking at this as a teaching most of the time, and unless I'm hurting so bad, then I'm looking at, you know, what do I do to get out of pain. But I know I've damaged my body because I've taken pain pills. I didn't have a choice. I could not move so often. So for 2 years I've been doing the multiple different prescription painkillers, not opiates, but everything but. So if you can get to a PT early on, like I'm kind of replaying it in my head, what if I'd come to you, I've been dealing with 3 years and 4 months. What if I come to you at 3 years? I might have cut this daggum thing short by 2 years.
Exactly.
Because you would have said, okay, this isn't working, but this is working. Okay, this isn't. And you'd finally come and said, you know what? I think we need to do something, like maybe let's get an x-ray and then let's let this person look at it, but then let's talk, let him and I talk or her and I talk. And we could come up with a game plan. You couldn't do that because it was so long-term. And whatever damage I had is just big, 3 years and 4 months worth. But now I've suffered with 2 years of pain pills because I get enough blood work to know that my kidneys are not as happy as they used to be. And that's what non-steroidal anti-inflammatories do, is they harm your kidneys. Now I'm completely off. I'm not going to take any more till after my surgery or during it. But again, let's go right back because we got about out of time here. If people have, and I think if they listen to us and they've had these chronic issues or recent issues or future issues, oh, instead of going to get a stinking steroid shot and painkillers at the walk-in clinic, then let's go really see what's wrong. Let's let the body heal itself with non-toxic methods. How do they contact you, and what would they do?
Yeah, so I work for Summit Physical Therapy. We have a referrals line, or you can call the clinic directly and just ask for an initial evaluation. I'm at the East Brainerd location. There's also other locations all around Chattanooga.
Yeah, Summit has done a wonderful job of putting together a real convenient package plan for locations, and I've not met one person there that I was not impressed with. We really love Summit, and I never thought much of PTs again until I've, again, got the teacher of my life, which is my hip pain. So thank you, Brian, so much from Summit Physical Therapy. I will have your cards at Nutrition World. If people forget, they can swing by and pick up some of your cards, and I will be seeing you after my surgery in 4 more weeks.
Okay, looking forward to it.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'll be giving you some more of the bullet points for taking control of your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air. 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back again with my buddy Clint Powell, and that was an interesting with my former and future PT. And again, I have said this other statement for about 25 years, for us to probably manage our health to this optimal, we must create a team, a team of trusted individuals who have certain philosophical shared beliefs.
Right.
If you are into fitness and you want to get it through total endurance training and running, you wouldn't be working out with me because that's a different philosophy. You still can get to the end result of fitness with different types of exercises. But if you also do too much CrossFit and you're 65 years old, you're going to hurt yourself. So there's some truths about certain team members that don't need to be on your team.
Well, and two, I mean, there's 65-year-old. You do things that other 65 or 66-year-olds can't.
But the average person.
Absolutely. That's the key. One thing he said before, you know, he said off the air, and I'm going to hand it to you, is he's amazed at the number of doctors, and it's not all of them, but there's a handful of them that actually say, hey, we've got to do PT because the insurance says we do, but don't expect it to do much good. And he goes, man, that just does not set me up for buy-in from the patient where it actually could do good because that's my specialty. So I wanted to add that to it because he was pretty animate about that.
Well, and that statement is of basically cutting hope out in a conversation from a person of power.
Right.
That can decimate your results. I don't care if it's even with your diet, you're going to the gym, the PT. We have to present hope to people if they're going to probably do well if you are in a position of power. Your friend doesn't have to do that. You don't have to give me hope, Clint. But if I'm going to my orthopedic and he says that, which he did say, I don't know how you're walking, your hips are so bad, but I believed him because I saw it on the x-ray too. Even though we know x-rays are not always accurate, this was because we can partner my pain level with that x-ray and his expertise and Brian's experience on me. We know something has to get worked on.
Yeah, and I think we underestimate the thing that you and I have talked about, and that is the power of hope. I mean, sometimes the mind's a very powerful thing. If I give it, the placebo effect's real. If I tell Ed, hey, man, this physical therapy is going to work, you're going to try extra, you're going to believe in it, and the mind can do some crazy things that you can't measure on an x-ray or with strength test. You can't measure a lot of the how it's going to make your body respond a lot. At least that's my opinion.
I think most of us know what the word placebo means. It means giving a pill that's actually fake, but giving a story behind it. But the other word is nocebo. I don't know if you know a bunch about nocebo.
Mm-mm, no.
Well, nocebo is the opposite. That is when your healthcare professional says, ooh, that's not looking good. Oh, you know, we need to do this or bad things could happen quickly. That may be true and it may not be true. But if it's not true, that nocebo effect does the opposite of what a placebo.
Is there just SIBO? Can we just have SIBO? Will you just tell me the facts?
SIBO is an intestinal infection clinic.
Oh, okay.
It's called SIBO.
Okay.
Small intestinal bowel overgrowth. Okay, shows you what you don't know.
Absolutely. We could fill up the whole planet with the things I don't know, Ed. We don't have that long, sir.
I have a podcast on the Holistic Navigator called SIBO.
So okay. Well,
duh.
Absolutely.
Duh.
You're welcome for the plug. Okay. I did that on purpose. You're welcome.
That was sneaky, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Real quickly on the anxiety summit that we had a few weeks ago at the Feed restaurant, overwhelming success, but I'm doing a few bullet points for the next couple shows, which I've done in the past two, on a little bit of what I presented on my PowerPoint. I was one of five presenters. The other four were amazing. I learned so much from them. But epigenetics, what does that word mean? It means above the gene. And it's a statement I heard a long time ago that makes such sense. See, genes are the blueprint. It is what basically runs our chemistry of our life other than what we do to it, our bodies. But genes are like the bullet that goes in a gun, and epigenetics is what pulls the trigger. Now, what that means is if you have a gene for being obese, it doesn't mean you are going to be. But you have the gene for it. So what pulls the trigger is what's above the gene. And what's above the gene is your knife and fork, what you put in your mouth. Mm. That is what is the biggest influence on genes, is the food that you eat and the nutrients that you consume. And so that is something the medical field has basically not addressed, because they want to use single cell molecules, which are called pharmaceutical drugs, in order to switch the body's chemistry quickly. But that doesn't change the way the gene is active or silenced. And so with anxiety, we have to work on the genes, because there's so many things that turn on the anxiety gene. It just is. One of them is glutamate. Glutamate is a certain amino acid that's a neurotransmitter. And the beauty of Mother Nature in the body, it just never ceases to profoundly impress me. So in our body, we have like a balance between the gas and the brake on our car. You know, if you do the right amounts, everything goes well. You get from point A to point B without any issues. Well, right. In our body, we have 10,000 of those kind of analogies. Well, glutamate is a neurotransmitter that creates excitement. That is wonderful, because it makes you enjoy things. It makes you have emotions and feel good, unless you don't have its balancing sister, which is GABA, G-A-B-A. Mm-hmm. We sell GABA tremendous amounts at the store.
I've taken it.
Yep, you've taken it. And it isn't pharmaceutical, so it's not a knock in the head, but it tends to help you to have more of the balancing from the glutamate. Most of our people today in this society have way too much excitatory neurotransmitter, which is glutamate, and not enough of its balancing sister, which is GABA. That's why I take GABA when I wake up in the middle of the night, so I can get back to sleep. And also if you're nervous or anxious during the day. So just a bullet point very quickly today is glutamate and GABA are two of the balancing sisters and brothers that you have to not have triggered anxiety. That is not accomplished by drugs. It's accomplished by lifestyle, epigenetics above the gene level.
I like it.
There's your lesson for anxiety today.
Okay.
And of course, the toolbox, and I'll get to that on the next couple sessions, is I created a toolbox for people of, okay, we can't really fix it. We're going to manage it. But everyone has a day where it just stinks. We are overwhelmed. We've had, seven things happen, and I just can't take any more. What do we do? And, drugs are certainly an easy choice. They are effective short run, and they also are very addictive on the long run. So what do we do in case of that? We consider Delta 8s, Delta 9s, which are from the THC and the CBD family, or we have a product called AnxioCalm that we actually have samples of that can calm you down very quickly. Mm. It's about, 50% the potency of any drug, but it's totally safe. And then there's a few others, one of which is my little thing that I wear around my neck. You've seen that, haven't you, Clint?
Mm-hmm. Let me see it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is. It looks like a dog whistle.
Yeah, that's. I thought that's where you kept your pills you take throughout the day, like one of those, like, you know, pill dispensers.
No, I keep my Viagra in there. I mean, my, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I keep, no, I don't, it's too small to keep pills.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But what it does is, we know the power of breathing on anxiety. Now, it is, it's not easy to make yourself breathe correctly. What is correctly? And what that means is, not too fast. We need to be breathing 8 breaths a minute. Most of us breathe about 14 to 16. But the bigger issue is if we could breathe out twice as long as we breathe in. So if I'm coming like I did maybe 2 days ago, I wasn't anxious, but I like to be as calm as I can be. I was driving from home. I go to the gym every morning. I get up at 3 o'clock. I'm driving down the road at 4:20, and I put this in my mouth. It makes me blow out. It's hard to blow out.
Yeah.
So it makes me blow out slowly.
Then like working
I breathe
out.
And then I breathe in through my nose, which is quick, back out through my mouth. And within about 20 breaths, it's amazing how you feel the difference, because it's balancing the parasympathetic nervous system.
Cool.
So it's all kind of basic biochemistry, but instead of using drugs, we're using managing tools that are safe.
I love it.
Yep. I love to empower people real quickly, because we're going to run short of time. There is a lot of cases of a potentially dangerous fungus that has risen to alarming rates in this country. And they don't really know for sure how and why, but I think people in the integrative medicine field do know how and why. Anytime we overuse antibiotics, one of the biggest side effects is thrush. Well, what is thrush? Thrush is yeast and candida. Well, this is the cousin to fungus. Yeast and candida are really a fungus.
Wow.
So the more we use of these antibiotics, the more susceptible we're going to be to these funguses. And you never eliminate funguses. They're in all of us. We just don't want to be overburdened by them. And the fact that we are getting weaker and weaker as a society, we're going to have more of these parasitic type of infections.
Yeah, there's The Last of Us is a series on HBO, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Comes on every Sunday, and it's about a pandemic. Mm-hmm. But it's a pandemic of a fungus.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fungus pandemic, and it's a great show. I watch it all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there you go.
Funguses are ubiquitous. They are everywhere. I know it's a big word for you, Clint, but
I'll look it up
is
later.
4 syllables. But
I'll look it up.
It is everywhere, always will be, always has been, and if we leave this earth as a population, it will continue as far as time goes.
Yeah.
It comes from moisture, darkness, and it just is going to be everywhere every time. But the thing is, when you're healthy, you control it. When you're not, it over multiplies, and then bad things happen.
There
immune system dysfunction, fatigue, chronic fatigue, skin issues, depression, anxiety. That's another one. One of the presenters at the summit was Brandon, who spoke about the Lyme and mold, which is part of the fungus thing. Guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones along with my partner Clint Powell. And I'll put a quick word in real quick before I say a couple words of wisdom. I went to Alchemy spa that for the aesthetics and facials.
Yeah, med spa, yeah.
And Josh Porter's part of the partnering. Tracy Lassar, Dr. Lassar.
Cora.
Wife Cora. I mean, daughter Cora. And I did a wonderful, amazing whole facial from Chemical Peel that I'm so pleased with.
Good for you. And
we're going to talk more about that on the upcoming shows. But one of the Stoic stories is, in retrospect, so many of the decisions the Stoics made are baffling. Marcus Aurelius and his son, Seneca and Nero, their attitude toward women, toward slavery, toward violence, toward what society was supposed to look like. Even more recently, what of Stockdale and the complicated nature of the war in Vietnam? Didn't they know? Didn't they know better? Sometimes, but not always. To understand the Stoics, we have to understand something. They weren't living in history. They were living in what they viewed as the present time. What they thought was actually a progressive time. They did not know where things were going. They had only a partial view of the picture, just as today we only have a partial picture of our own moment. The late David McCullough, his Truman biography is one that they've raved about, once said that the hardest part about being a biographer is getting the reader to keep in mind that nothing was ever on track. He continued, things could have gone any way at any point. As soon as you say was, it seems to fix an event in the past. But nobody ever lived in the past, only in the present. The difference is that it was their present. They were just as alive and full of ambition, fear, hope, all the emotions of life. And just like us, they didn't know how it would all turn out. The challenge is to get the reader beyond thinking that things had to be the way they turned out and to see the range of possibilities of how things could have been otherwise. This is not to say that no one should ever be judged for the mistakes and failures of the past. Of course they can and should be. But we have to understand the context in which these things happened and why they happened, because it helps us to do better in the present moment. The ancient world was not a thing that just existed. It was just the world. Just as it is in our time, then and now, the world was always filled with flawed and emotional people, and these flaws and these emotions were responsible for things that did not age well. Just as ours will be if we do not properly manage them. If we do not strive to do better and strive to see as much of the picture as we can, it's also a reminder, as always, that we must be humble. And, you know, we spoke a little bit at the first part of the show about, the ways that society is not encompassing and encompassing, and how we, I mean, I can get very caught in the moment of, why did these people do this? How is this happening? But like you said, throughout history, everything that's happening today has happened multiple times. Mm-hmm. Every word you said, from pandemics to wars to disease to this, bankruptcies, governments having all these issues, assassinations, all of that has happened. And we're not new to this.
No. And everything that's happened gets there with the support or causation from multiple things. It's not usually one thing.
Bingo.
And behind that, behind the thing we're judging are a number of things that brought it to be.
And we passed through all of those, and in most cases became stronger and better for it. And we will in all of the next years and in this moment.
Absolutely.
This does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.